parents need to let teachers teach. See, the teacher now has become the enemy. And I think one of the arguments that I heard one Texas politician say was that, you know, we don't need to, you know, to have teachers in the classroom teaching and making some of our kids feel bad. You can't teach history without making people feel bad. How are you going to get around it? If you talk about World War II, let's say we have children in the classroom that are of German ethnicity, and one of the largest ethnic groups in the United States are of German ancestry. So if you start talking about World War II and what the Germans did, some of them kids are going to probably feel bad or ashamed in that classroom. So you're going to avoid teaching it? You're not going to teach it? It's a stupid analysis, you know, and it makes no sense because America was built on immigrants. Ethnic groups from Europe, ethnic groups from Africa, ethnic groups from the Americas, from all over the world. And you're going to sit there now and all of a sudden worry about the children's feelings being hurt? You know, it's asinine. Truth is the thing that will ease all pain, because once you tell the truth about what happened, then you're going to find that the kids will accept the truth. But they want to lie to them and try to make them feel good, and they get out there in that world and get their feelings hurt because they didn't know. And it's a shame to sit there and see how we're going after women's rights to reproduce. We're going after, you know, the schools and stuff, giving them guns. So now we're trying to tell teachers what they can teach.
So, Professor Harvey, you see, and I see, and many other people see, this road that this nation is moving down, and the fact that Republicans are starting to swing people into supporting the insanity that is going to the people who are supporting the Republicans don't even know that the Republicans are at the root of the problems they're dealing with.
Sure, and that analysis, which is a correct one, comes down to even a further analysis of that, and that is that those individuals who vote for people like that, they are the cause of the problem, too. We can't keep making excuses. I watched a lot of times, Joe in the Morning.
Yeah.
Because he was a former hardcore conservative, and now he's seen some of the error of his ways, some of them. But he keeps trying to say the Democrats are making mistakes, but reaching out to rural America. Well, in the first place, if rural America doesn't want to be reached, they don't want to be reached. They want to buy and believe that lie. Just like, you know, Southern whites believe that lie that it was an invasion of their states' rights that caused the Civil War. No, the cause of the Civil War was slavery. And the Southern states wanted to impose slavery on other states. That's what the Dred Scott decision was all about. When people read the Dred Scott decision of 1857, the Dred Scott decision, it went a lot further than just going after saying that Dred Scott, was a slave for life. It didn't stop with that. It said that any compromise that the Congress of the United States had made, that compromise was now null and void, because every citizen in this country, in this case of a white male, had a right to take their property anywhere in the country that they wanted. That's what the Dred Scott decision said. And that's what angered many Northerners, saying that we don't want slavery, so if we don't want slavery, we shouldn't have to have it. But the court was saying, oh, heck no, you got to do it. And when Lincoln came in on this platform in 59 and started preaching the idea of we can keep slavery, but we're not going to expand it, that's what led to the Civil War.
So,
and what you have today in this country is individuals trying to impose their restrictive rights on others. And the people that are sending these individuals to the state capitals, to the city and county legislative bodies, and even to executive offices, and to the federal government, all the way up through to the nominations and appointment to the Supreme Court, they are sending people there that are going against the grain of our constitutional rights, and they are destroying them.
Go ahead. No, finish your thought.
We can blame the Republicans in office. We can blame the Democrats all we want. This comes down to the American people making dumb decisions, many of them, because they think that they're going to get out of suppressing other people's rights so they can have theirs.
So
they're going to be badly mistaken.
So, Professor Harvey, you clearly pointed out what is a discussion that people don't want to have, and that's the fact that if the Democrats do what Morning Joe says, I've heard him say it over and over again. I've heard others, moderate so-called Democrats, say it. Your focus has to be on you. You need to listen to what rural America is saying, and so what that then in turn points out is that those people who live in the cities, especially people of color who have been the deciding factor for Democrats on who's going to be the president of the United States and who congressmen and senators are going to be, that we get totally ignored in our issues at a time when the clock is being turned back, Professor Harvey, on justice and civil rights, that should be ignored.
See, the thing is also is that I'm not going to let them off the hook either, because, damn it, they've been dragging their feet too. They shouldn't have to be motivated to vote. They got to get out there, and they're going to be some long lines, because the Republicans are already geared up in the key battleground states to make sure that they have their people in those polls, harassing and intimidating people. And so there's no doubt in my mind that those individuals who feel intimidated going to have to suck it up and go into them polls anyway. And see, one of the things that I've always marveled at with the American people is that the worst thing in the world you could tell them is not to do something. And look what happened when they did it in 2012. They thought they had Obama done for. And they were going to try to, they voter suppress. Wisconsin did a hell of a job trying to suppress it. Long lines in the whole bit. But them people stood in them long lines. Do you hear me?
Yeah.
And I remember some lawyers. I was at 53rd Street School, and I was monitoring that situation. They came up there. Some of them people came up there trying to harass them folk. And the last time I saw them, they were running down by your house with some folk behind them. That's the last time I saw them. And I remember sitting there watching that. You know, and so my thing is, they know who to fool around with. They're not coming into Central City with that crap, because they get chased out of there. But they are going to come out to some of these polls. And one of the things that I remember seeing, and it's something about just a heartfelt thing about America, is that there were some elderly people, one elderly white lady and one elderly black man that were in wheelchairs. The people actually stepped aside and let them go in to vote. When you get that kind of determination, nothing is going to turn it back. And that's what I'm hoping, that the American people wake up to it. I'm hoping that women wake up and realize that the Republicans right now are trying to take them back to the dark ages when you tell a woman what to do with her body. First of all, it's an asinine movement, because fetuses are not citizens. You don't count them as citizens. So why should you take away the rights of women to determine if a child happens to get impregnated and it was something that she didn't want? Why shouldn't she have a right to abandon it? I understand about taking life, but if you don't want to take it on the end of birth, carrying in birth, then why are you going to take it on the other end with all these guns in the schools killing babies while they're sitting in the classroom?
It just makes no sense, Professor Harvey.
None whatsoever.
None at all. And yet, if people would just think it through, but what people are doing is allowing others to think for them.
Yes, Earl, that is the key. And you said a mouthful, but that is the key. They want somebody to think for them. And the time is going to come when, before they know it, anarchy, the very thing that they've been arming themselves and preparing for, anarchy is going to come. But it's not going to come in the way that they think. It's not going to come in the way that they think. It's going to come for everything. And trust me, when they get in power, one of the first things they're going to want to do is to confiscate the guns. And one other thing I wanted to say on this, Earl, and that is, we've talked about January 6th. The world saw the most powerful democracy in the world attacked by its own citizens. The world saw it. The whole world, including Putin and other dictators in the world, they saw what Donald Trump did.
So, and if the American... Professor Harvey, even with that, Donald Trump is still the front runner for the Republican nomination.
Of course he is. But, you know, Earl, I'm sensing something here, and I don't do it very often, but I'm sensing something here that he is losing some grip. He has still too much grip because the news media every day we're talking about Donald Trump. But the simple fact is that the American people for the first time are seeing some sensibility. You may not like Biden, but thank God Biden is like the other presidents. He's come in here and he's handled that office with dignity and respect, not like that person who sat in the White House for 4 years, name-calling, insulting people. I listened to his speech.
You mean that child? CPAC. You mean that child?
I won't even put that on children. You know, he's in another place. But to sit there, he went after Mitch McConnell. He went after the Supreme Court with Roberts. He went after somebody, everybody. You know, and I think that most Americans, who even with the addition of probably about 10 to 15% of Republicans, were sick and tired of Donald Trump and all the things that he stood for and talked about. They're sick and tired of him. If you listen to his crowd right now, they're not as rambunctious because they recognize a fool when they see it. And he's an embarrassment. He was an embarrassment. He is the worst of all the presidents. I spent many hours and many years researching and writing and lecturing on presidents of the United States. And I can definitively say this without even blinking, that Donald Trump was the worst president this country has ever had. But the danger to Donald Trump, the danger is that he has set the mold for someone a lot smarter and a lot shrewder to come along and take over this country. And they can easily do it because they're laying the blueprint to do it.
And a lot more dangerous.
Yes.
You know, yes. Professor Harvey, we got to go, but I'll reach out to you. We got to get some time next week. Thank you for calling. Okay. I'll talk to you later. Thank Take everybody care. Who made the show go. I'll be back on tomorrow. Thank you, Sam. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. Enjoy the weather. See you later. Oh,